Welcome back to the show. It is 8-8 on this Wednesday morning. Epic win by India. Yes, they've been talking about it all morning, although we haven't really addressed the Indian side of things and how significant this is in the cricketing world. Bharat Sundaresan is a man who we've enjoyed the company of through this Australian summer, and he joins us one last time. The Indian cricket journalist himself for CricBuzz. You can read all his work there. Bharat, good morning to you.
Good morning. I don't know whether it's the next morning or we are still last night. Yeah, I haven't slept much, and I'm still trying to make sense of what we saw yesterday.
Now, tell us about the significance of this win for Indian cricket. Obviously, we were talking about from an Australian point of view. It seems as though this team seems to be the most resilient Indian team we've ever seen on our shores. What's been the reaction like, not only for Indian journalists in Australia, but also back home as well?
No, I think this is the greatest moment in Indian cricket history. This really tells you where Indian cricket is right now, how much it's grown. The fact that, a bunch of no-names in many ways, like who played at the Gabba Test, except a Pujara or a Rahane or a Rishabh Pant, guys who were not expected to even get a game from the nets to the match. The fact that they pulled off the big Gabba heist, and also they did it in very convincing fashion. It wasn't a sneaky win where they just got over the line. They dominated the fifth test play. I know India have won World Cups in the past, but they've done it with full-strength squads and full-strength teams. This is just something else. This is like a fairy tale that has come true, which, again, makes it the greatest moment ever.
Bharat, this is terrific to be catching up with you this morning. Obviously, the Indians have always had the skill and the ability, but this is another level again with the mental application. That's been the most impressive part from the Adelaide Test being bowled out for 36 and the bounce back that Ravi Shastri has said is the best of all time. That they must have done an enormous amount of work in mentally preparing this group for such an incredible series.
Oh, it's all about that self-belief. And Ravi Shastri is the man who's led it from behind the scenes because that's how he played his cricket. And he's always believed that if you want to win in Australia, you cannot take a backward step. Everything will be against you. All the odds will be stacked against you. You just have to keep pushing forward. And we saw that in, like, I think the Pujara innings yesterday summed up this whole summer for India. The fact that he was beaten and bruised and there was hardly a part of his body which hadn't been smashed into a few pieces. But he never flinched. He just kept batting, even though that one time it looked like his finger was broken. He still came back. And, you know, it took like a contentious LBW call to knock him out. Mm-hmm. And that really says like where Indian cricket is right now, like I said, which maybe it has a lot to do with the IPL. Nobody's overawed. And then you saw us, 21-year-old debutant hooking the best fast bowler in the world, nonchalantly under pressure. Yep. Two overs, tight overs, with that run rate picking up. And he just pulled it off. So there are just so many things you can look at. And Shubman Gill taking down Mitchell Stark, at the Gabba, a bouncy Gabba, Stark, the scary fast bowler, young 21-year-old with no bat sticker, just smashing him around. All those will be moments that will be celebrated forever and forever. Like I said, we've never seen anything like this ever in Indian cricket history. And I think it was a great sporting moment. Like, it is one of the great comebacks in the world of sport.
One last one before we let you go, Bharat. Now, I wanted to ask about Ravi Shastri. He's someone who we've heard a little bit of, probably more than other coaches in the past who are touring here from India. But his emotion yesterday was amazing. For him to have tears in his eyes and recognise the moment. Just tell us about his impact. You mentioned it briefly, behind the scenes on this Indian team, and especially the youth in this Indian team.
Oh, he is more than just a father figure. He actually is a father to a lot of them. When Mohammad Siraj's father passed away and the news broke, he was the one who went, put his arm around him, gave him a big hug, and he said, "Your father's blessing is with you. You will play a test match. You will take 5 wickets." I mean, he's the greatest man manager India has had behind the scenes. And that's been his style of coaching, where he just eliminates the fear of failure from all these young men. So that once they go there, they're just playing with that freedom, with the belief that you know, I need to just put my best foot forward. Things happen. If not, I have someone backing me. And he's always been like that, even when it comes to facing the media. I've spent many an hour with him, and the same thing is what he says. He's like, as the coach, I will take the bullets when I go out. People can say what they want to about me, but I will not let anyone say anything about my boys or my team. And that that atmosphere is what has led to this incredible amount of self-belief and the fact that they can just come and overcome all odds, any challenge with whoever's left, which is what they did at the Gabba.
Absolutely, Bharat. Thanks so much for all your help from an Indian perspective this summer. It has been a wonderful insight. I'm going to miss that hair on TV as well. So good luck for the rest of the Australian summer and enjoy a little bit of a break.
Cheers. Now I'm going back to Adelaide and hopefully I can do the same with the Redbacks.
Bharat Sundaresan joining us there, Indian cricket journalist who's been a part of RSN 927 all summer, giving us